Biden easily racked up the delegates needed to become the party's standard bearer. That's what happens when you rig elections. That was done by March, but the continued protest votes against him in Democratic primaries and his perceived weakness as a general election candidate has left open the door to the remote possibility of a surprise challenge and even a brokered convention when the party meets in Chicago in August. So Democrats, therefore, announced this week that President Joe Biden will be named their nominee for president virtually, which has basically deflated what little drama could have been expected at the Democratic National Convention. So why is the DNC so afraid of an open floor debate in Chicago? With us now to answer that question is Daniel Greenfield, author of Domestic Enemies, The Founding Fathers' Fight Against the Left. Daniel, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So, Daniel, isn't this really about locking in the nomination for Biden and avoiding any kind of floor fight? Because, you know, there's a fair amount of loonies on the left, the pro-Palestinian, you know, Hamas folks, we didn't get our student loan bailout money. There's a chunk of them that, and maybe there's some that just don't think he can win, that would like somebody else.
I mean, there's absolutely going to be the leftist protests, riots, fork disruption, but I think that's not the real concern here. There's never been a candidate that's been this unpopular within his own party. You look at the polls in the past, you know, they're all going to vote for him. They all voted for him during the primaries. Not that there was that much of a choice. They made sure there wouldn't be much of a choice, but he is still really spectacularly unpopular among Democrats. And so many people, even in the professional Democrat class, the people I talk to, are absolutely nervous. They are worried. They don't think he can win. I mean, even David Axelrod, who was Obama's guy, came out and at one point suggested, yeah, maybe this would be a good time for him to reconsider. So they're absolutely worried about their own people turning on him. They're worried if there's going to be any kind of option, if there's going to be any kind of opening for a floor fight, Biden could absolutely be demolished. So they're making sure they're doing this virtual roll call. They're using Ohio as an excuse. But they've done this all throughout. They've rigged the process because they know how unpopular Biden is, not with ordinary Americans, not with independents, but just within Democrats. Every time I talk to a Democrat, they absolutely do not understand why he's even the candidate.
Yeah, well, and clearly that's why Robert Kennedy Jr. is running as an independent, is because the Democrat Party basically threw him out because they considered him a threat. And it's why they're now attacking him incessantly, won't let him in the debates, things like that, which, by the way, I'm surprised they're even letting Joe Biden do a debate. I don't think he'll fare well unless they jack him up on cocaine or something. But what are the chances of Newsom, or even more implausibly, Michelle Obama or somebody swooping in at the convention? Is that, I mean, I think back in the day people were afraid of that. Is that even possible now? Or with this, is that now going to be not an option?
It would take a whole lot. You know, if those people wanted to come in, the big guns, they would have come in a whole lot earlier in the process. They chose to sit this one out. They decided that Biden's people had the party locked down. It was his turn. They're going to let him do that. You know, next time around, they're absolutely, you know, certainly Newsom is going to show up. He's got the money. He's got the inside track. But I don't think it's going to happen at this convention. You know, if they actually decide to remove him, it's not going to be a convention floor fight. It's going to be a private session where everybody important in the party is going to step forward and tell him, you have to step down now. This is your legacy. And by the way, you know, your son has got multiple trials and we can do something about that. So, and then I think he's going to announce that he's very sick. At this point, he's not, his health does not let him continue. And this is who his replacement is. But I would predict this is not going to happen.
We're talking with Daniel Greenfield, author of Domestic Enemies, The Founding Fathers' Fight Against the Left. This isn't the only issue the DNC is worried about at the convention, though, Daniel. I mean, they're very concerned, I know, about this being another 1968 Chicago convention. That one, for the record, I wasn't even alive, but that one was mired in violent protests. They are really concerned about the optics of that happening again, though, as well, aren't they?
They absolutely are, especially considering Mayor Brandon Johnson, the radical leftist elected in Chicago, has made it pretty clear that he supports the protesters, which, of course, has put even more pressure on Biden to quickly bail out Hamas. to avoid having the negative stuff happening at his convention. He's trying to give them everything he's wanted, they've wanted. He's trying to give the left everything they wanted since day one. He's turned his administration over to them, but it's just never going to be enough. And that's the tragedy he finds himself facing. He sold out whatever beliefs he had. You go back to the 1980s, 1990s, whatever he stood for, he's dumped all of those things. He was originally running as a moderate Democrat, then as a liberal Democrat. Now he's just a plain socialist, and still the left is not going to have him let him have his moment in the sun.
Daniel, let me ask you this. Do you think Biden has, you say, you know, Biden has sold out, Biden has done this. Do you think Biden has done these things, or do you think Biden is just doing what he's told? I don't know if he's cognitively aware of stuff or if it's the people, Ron Plain, Valerie Jarrett, the people behind him who are really running things. I don't know if Joe Biden is actively making these decisions or if they're just saying, okay, Joey, go in here, read the notes, then we'll get you an ice cream. I mean, I don't believe that he's actively making these decisions.
Honestly, we have so many of these 80-year-olds in the Senate in general, and those people who just rely on their aides. And even the people who are in their 60s or their 40s in many cases, they're relying on their aides. Their aides know what's going on. Their aides know what they're voting for. Their aides know what their floor schedule is. Some of these people really have no idea. And Biden has been that way for decades, even before whatever problems he had kicked in. So he knows what it takes to stay in power, which is to cut deals with everybody. And, you know, he relies on these leftists that he brought in, the Warren people, the Sanders people, the Obama people, to tell him what deals he needs to cut and what he needs to give the left.
So that, I think you're right. And I think when you look at like these campus protests over the war in Gaza, Biden's, you know, he gets disrupted nearly everywhere he goes. And I think the organizers of the Chicago convention are plotting on how to prevent and preempt these opportunities for heckling. I'm really curious, do you think we're going to see a normal convention, or are they really going to do their best to put on a show, but it won't look like what we've seen in the past?
There are going to be disruptions. If the disruptions get bad, I suspect we're going to see a semi-virtual convention. During COVID, we already got a virtual Democratic convention. We know what it looks like. We know they can put one on. I'm sure they're going to have celebrities waiting in the wings in some pre-taped segments with Biden, top Democrats. And if things get messy, the networks are going to very compliantly cut to the virtual materials. They would never do that, of course, with Republicans.
No.
When there are disruptions that are going to happen with the RNC, they're absolutely not doing that. But with the Democrats, they're going to go along and they'll air the pre-taped stuff if they need to.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. If this was a Republican, because I've been to two Republican national conventions, and I'm sure you're absolutely right. If this was the RNC, they'd have all the cameras trained on the protesters. And I think you're right. At the DNC, they'll play the canned footage. Fox won't, but the others will. Let me ask you, and I know this is kind of off topic, but since we're talking about, how do you think Biden's going to fare in these debates? Do you think he's capable of handling a debate?
Well, remember, unfortunately, Republicans once again fell into the usual habit of letting the left moderate their debates.
Yeah,
it's going to be CNN people.
I'm very disappointed.
Which means they're going to have the questions ahead of time. All they have to do is get Biden to memorize some of the same talking points he's been dispensing over and over again. They're going to ask him, do you feel Trump represents a threat to democracy? And he's going to go into his nose and nose. And he's going to ask him, what are you going to do about the environment and, you know, and student loans? It's going to be tilted to the left. And it's also going to be the same talking points he's been doing over and over again. And they're going to give them the questions they gave him to Hillary ahead of time. So as long as he can stay awake and at least marginally focused, it's not going to be a complete disaster, much as we saw in 2020. That's how they do it.
You've got the book out. It's called Domestic Enemies, The Founding Fathers' Fight Against the Left. It's available on Amazon. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, you know, it was written in 2020. I was seeing all the insanity around, and so many people were in a state of despair. And the important message was that we've been dealing with this with the left for over 200 years. There was a left that was fighting the Constitution, fighting against George Washington, and they did it. They survived. America survived 200 years. We can survive Joe Biden, too.
You know, my wife and I actually were talking about this the other night, and you know, she was worried, and I think a lot of us are worried about what we're seeing today, what's going on in the country today. And I'm glad to hear that even so far back as our founding fathers, they too had to fight against the left. I think some of these battles that we're seeing now are a little more pronounced. I think it's a little more dramatic. I certainly think the culture war is worse now than it's ever been. But it's nice to know that some of these same fights were still being fought back in the 1700s. So, Daniel, thank you again for joining us this evening. Again, the book is Domestic Enemies, The Founding Fathers' Fight Against the Left. Thank you again for joining us, my friend.
My pleasure. Thank you.